Committee, the order, first order of business is House Bill 2741. Patrick, a little summary.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd be glad to summarize that for you. This bill, of course, originated in the House. It was heard on March 14th and worked on April 1st and sent to the full floor where it passed 53-7. It was then referred to transportation on the Senate side, where it was amended on the 20th of April. It was carried over onto the floor on third reading on May 6th, where it was passed 20-2, and then came back for concurrence in the House on May 10th. The bill allows car rental and leasing companies to initially register new vehicles for either an annual, biennial, or four-year period if the company that's doing so owns the vehicle. It requires a biennial registration period for subsequent renewal or registration and establishes a $1 per vehicle fee if the option for annual or biennial initial registration is selected. The amendments that were made on the Senate side were... Let me pull them up. The amendments that were made on the Senate side were Well, perhaps I'll let the witnesses describe it. I didn't bring the correct copy of the staff measure summary down with me that had all that information.
Come on up, Jim.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Jim Gardner, appearing today for the Hertz Corporation. And if I could invite up Representative Elkins and to join me at the speaker station. The amendments that were made on the Senate side were made at the request of ODOT. They were purely technical amendments, and they added a definitional cross-reference so that it was clear that this bill applied to passenger vehicles and hybrids. It was a very small technical change that ODOT thought was needed for clarity's sake. I've passed out to you statement which we have prepared, which we neglected to distribute because we hadn't prepared it at the time on the House floor, which will now be distributed to all members of the House prior to the vote, should this committee decide to send back out the Senate-approved version to be engrossed bill. And the reason that as far as I have been able to determine that the bill ran into difficulty on concurrence the first time around was that several members, principally Representative Barker, Representative Avakian, and Representative McPherson, were concerned about the revenue impact statement, which showed a negative $41,000 revenue impact in this biennium. We've analyzed that revenue impact statement in some detail now, as you can imagine, and what we have determined is that it neglected to take into account the fact that under current law you can recycle the plates, and that's in fact what the industry does as a matter of course. So by paying a $6 fee, you can use that initial four-year registration plate, which costs $108, three or four different times, and you end up you're not avoiding the cost of it. You're simply, under this bill, you're simply paying it 1 year at a time, versus the current practice where you're buying a four-year plate and reusing it three or four different times. Now, as I testified initially, the problem with reusing it is that you get into a situation where you have to, if the car has gone out of state, have a separate inventory control system just for the plates. And the second problem is that under the law enforcement data system, there's a lag between the time that the transfer notice goes into DMV and it shows up on LEDs. So you can have a state patrol officer essentially seeing a plate that doesn't match the car that it's on. I've explained that now to Representative Avakian, to Representative McPherson, to Representative Barker. They seem to be satisfied that the bill is in fact okay. And beyond that, I have done our own calculation as to the revenue impact, and you'll see on the second page of this sheet. This represents only our calculation as to Hertz, which is approximately 20% of the rental car market in Oregon, because we don't know what other people are going to do. But as for Hertz, what our intention is to essentially abandon the unused time on the four-year plates that we own right now, and sign up for new plates, one-year plates, for all of our new roughly 5,000 vehicles that we purchase every year. That will result in a one-time actual new money benefit to the state highway fund. We calculate in the net amount of about $183,000. I can't tell you what the other car companies are going to do, because car rental car companies, because we just don't know. But that's what we intend to do, is to basically walk away from the unused time on our old plates and buy new plates, resulting in a one-time revenue pickup to the highway fund. So that should address the concerns that were expressed on the House side floor.
Good questions.
I'll let my colleague start first.
Yeah, Mr. Gardner, that question, you said the one-time benefit of $183,000, you know, from Hertz, but what would be the effect on the next year and the next year and the next year?
As the revenue impact statement correctly notes, for the 07-09 biennium, it should be zero, because the revenue impact statement the Legislative Revenue Office was commenting on is a timing issue. It's not actual it's not actual revenue loss. It's simply whether or not the postponement of the purchasing the revenue receipt has an effect on this current biennium. And so we agree with the Legislative Revenue Office that for 07-09 there should not be any impact whatsoever. This is a one-time gain.
Further questions?
Thank you, Mr. Jared. No, just a comment. It's interesting how we can go from a negative impact of $41,000 to a plus $183,000 just with one revenue statement. I like these. We
can make more these. Work for you.
Maybe we have Jim work on a few more.
Stop by my office afterwards. I'm sure I need some it. Help.
I'm available.
Any further questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Al, you don't want to chime in here.
Okay. We support it.
Anyone else to testify on 2741? Close the public hearing.
Technically, we are in work session.
And we are in work session, but I open it. We did, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready for a motion tonight. I think you have a sheet.
Yes, sir. I do.
Burley.
Mr. Chair, I move that the House concur in the Senate amendment dated May 2nd and the bill be repassed.
Representative Burley moves the House concur with the Senate amendments and the bill be repassed. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I need to disclaim that I am owner of a car rental agency. Thank you. Just for the record, Senator Joanne Verger.
Any further discussion? Katie, call the roll.
Representative Boone.
Excused.
Representative Burley.
Aye.
Senator Mester.
Aye.
Senator Verger.
Aye.
Senator Wicket.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And I'll carry it again and maybe do a better job this time. Thank you very much. I appreciate everyone's attendance.
Thanks, Robin.
We got to sign.
Before you run away.
Yeah. And there's three of them here. We have to have it signed in triple.